right, Dora, before we get started and talk about the first of its kind ChemTech conference coming to Delaware later this month, let's talk about the Delaware Sustainable Chemistry Alliance. Give me the background.
Okay, the Delaware Sustainable Chemistry Alliance was founded in 2010, and the idea behind it at that time was to really expand the discussion around sustainable chemistry. But as we delved into this, we discovered more and more that there is a huge innovation landscape in Delaware that we really are not aware about. And then what else we discovered was that these innovators that are coming out of places like the University of Delaware and things like that, they have specific needs that other innovators or startups or entrepreneurs don't have. So, for example, they innovate these technologies, but these technologies have a tendency to have this long route to market. It's not something that you could go to the bank and say, okay, I need a loan, and that's going to get me off the ground. These technologies have long development cycles, and it's hard to get them off the market. So what DESCA, which is what our acronym is, started to do was started to say, you know what, we need to help these innovators really understand how they can get their technologies to market quicker.
Now, last year, a year ago, DESCA board chair and White Dog Lab CEO Brian Tracy wrote an op-ed urging everyone to imagine Delaware as a leader in the chemtech arena. And the idea is really now one step closer as DESCA launches what it hopes will be an annual conference. So let's talk about the chemtech conference coming up in Delaware.
Right. So what's happening now is we have this great science landscape, technology. We have chemical materials, we have ag, biochemistry. All of this exists in Delaware, and this landscape is slowly changing. Okay, what's happening is these industries are moving from selling pure volumes of product to how do we integrate technologies into this landscape and use technology, maybe not to sell volumes and volumes of product, but to create greater value. And so what we said was, why don't we bring the chemical and science industry together with the tech industry and start that conversation together, and then also start getting the tech industry to see how much potential is here and how do we create more open innovation? How do we get these industries talking to each other and start looking at Delaware as a potential place for innovation, for technology, for investment into new technologies, new science, open innovation, and basically essentially a hub for all of these new things that are happening today.
Now, you are very pro-tech, of course. What do you say to the people who say, we've got enough tech, stop the tech? What do you have to say to that?
Well, actually, when you think about it, it's gearing towards sustainability, okay? So when you think about, ag is a perfect example, okay? So think about people who say we're using too many pesticides, we're using too many chemicals on our plants. So what if you had tech that's basically going through a farm of 10,000 acres and we're spraying 10,000 acres with pesticides? What if you had tech that could go through that farm and basically say, you know what, according to the data that we are gathering, you only need to spray pesticide on 3 acres of this farm because the rest of the acreage doesn't require this. This is the kind of technology that we're talking about. It's using less chemicals, less toxicity, less things like that to create higher value. Really working towards a more sustainable world.
We want to remind everybody we're talking to Dora Cheatham. She is with the Delaware Sustainable Chemistry Alliance, or DESCA for short. This two-day ChemTech conference is coming up on February 19th and 20th at the Chase Center on the riverfront. Let's talk to people about what topics you plan to cover during these 2 days.
Yes, so what we're talking about, we're covering digital technologies and process improvement. So, for example, if you have this huge manufacturing plant, how can you use technologies in this plant to change the way that you operate things? How do you operate more efficiently in terms of video auditing and demand forecasting and things like that? So how do you function more efficiently? That's one of the topics that we're covering. How is digital changing the way that you view the customer? So historically, companies do not, the companies that manufacture the chemical itself don't talk to the end user, okay? You know, if you're producing a chemical, you're going to sell it to someone who is going to put that chemical into an end product. But these companies also need to understand that they need to educate the end user as well. So how do you use the data and influence the end user and help the end user understand why the products that they are buying are effective, are better, why the newer chemicals, but help them understand the components that are going in there.
Dora, will the event feature any roundtable discussions?
We're going to have a roundtable discussion. Delaware Prosperity Partnership is going to host a roundtable discussion that's going to talk about talent in this arena. So what kind of talent is Delaware producing in this area? And what kind of talent do we need to produce as we go forward and the landscape changes? So there's going to be a lot of input in that as well.
All right. So give people the date again, and tell people, before you give people the date and that kind of information, where they can get more information. Do you think this conference, this ChemTech conference, will draw people from outside of Delaware?
It's already drawing people from outside of Delaware. So a lot of our speakers, they're coming from both from Europe and throughout the nation. They're coming throughout from Texas, from New York. So they're coming from throughout the nation and from Europe. And we're already getting people signing up coming internationally and from around the United States. So it absolutely is garnering attention from across the whole industry.
All right. Is there a website where we can get more information and sign up?
Absolutely. If they go to the Delaware DESCA website, is www.desustainablechem.org. And there is an entire page dedicated to this conference. And they can see what the individual, they can download an entire program on what the individual sessions are going to be about.
All right, some final words. I know you and I had a brief conversation off the air about how significant the chem, biochem, advanced materials, et cetera, industry is in the region, how it's changing, and how we can focus on driving a new legacy of innovation. But talk about that a little bit.
Well, the chemical materials, advanced materials, ag, bio industry, over the last few years, significant investment has actually been made in this industry. Over $700 million has been invested into Delaware over the past 3 years in the chemical industry, and the industry itself is heavily investing into innovation, and particularly open innovation. And that means it's, rather than holding all its R&D internally, more and more chemical companies are looking to collaborating with startups, with innovators and things like that to expand on its bringing new and innovative products into the market. And the market itself has a combined market cap of more than $350 billion, which is 100 times larger than the state of Delaware. So the number of companies that you have out there, you've got and I know I'll be missing some, but you have DuPont, Chemours, Ashland, Solenis, Croda, Air Liquide, BASF, Invista, Agilent, Gore, Dow. I mean, there are so FMC.
Quite a few.
There are so many companies here, and so many people that don't even realize that a lot of these companies are located in this region. So what we want to do, we also want to make people aware of how much of this intellectual capital is located right here in Delaware. And of course we have, you know, in the University of Delaware, we have a really, really strong program in terms of, engineering, chemical engineering and things like that. So all of that really translates into innovation and benefits for the region as a whole.